Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Vezot HaBracha. As everybody knows, Vezot HaBracha is always read on Shmini Atzeret, Simchat Torah. However, there's so much here in the Parsha. We wanted to share a very quick idea for Parshat Vezot HaBracha. This is, of course, the very last Parsha in the Torah. It's the last Parsha, the last speech, the last messages in Moshe's life. And of course, Moshe gives us more and more enduring messages. One of those enduring messages in our parsha is the following well-known psukim: Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morasha kilat Yaakov, vayihi bishurun melech bitasef rashayam, yachad shiftei Yisrael. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded, he prescribed the Torah to us. It is a morasha, it's a heritage for Kihilat Yaakov, for the congregations of Yaakov. And the Torah continues, Vayihi Bishurun Melech. He, according to Rashi, Hashem, was the king in Yeshurun. Yeshurun is a poetic description for Bnei Yisrael. Ibn Ezra and Rabbeinu Bachya and Sepharno say it comes from the word that means to see. Bnei Yisrael see Hashem and follow Hashem, or the Ibn Ezra in a second pshat, the Abarbanel, Rav Hirsch, say Vayihi Bishurun means the upright ones, Yashar. Vayihi Bishurun Melech, Hashem was king in Bnei Yisrael, for Bnei Yisrael. Behit Asef Rashi Am, when the people's leaders gathered themselves together. Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, and also the Shvatim of Yisrael. You have to ask two questions on these psukim. First of all, why does the Torah use the word morasha? Torah tzivalanu Moshe morasha kilat Yaakov. You should use the more common expression, Yerusha. It's an inheritance. It's a heritage. Certainly it could be poetic, but is there more to it? And the second question is, what is the connection between these two psukim? Torah tzivalanu Moshe and Vayihi Bishurun Melech. I wanted to share a very beautiful idea from Rabbi Yehoshua Leib Diskin. Rabbi Yehoshua Leib Diskin died at the very end of the 19th century. He was sometimes called the Maharil Diskin. He lived in many places, served in many places, including Brisk, and eventually came and moved to Israel and lived in Yerushalayim. So the Maharil Diskin says the following idea. First of all, you have to know he describes that there are three main categories or three major types of governments in the world, various nations throughout the world. First of all, there is a monarchy. That's a country where the supreme power or the sovereignty is held by a single person, often a king. Monarchy. A second kind of government is a council of elders. It's similar, but not identical, to a parliamentary government. It's more formally often called a joint deliberative body, a council of elders. And the third kind of government, says Rav Diskin, is a republic. In other words, it's a government where the supreme power in that government is held by the people and by their elected representatives. Says Rav Diskin, in every one of these examples, when the government or the leader or the leaders leave, sometimes they're overthrown, sometimes they die, sometimes they get killed, sometimes they get elected out of office, sometimes they retire, whatever it is. But when these governments leaders leave, their laws are subject again for reevaluation, maybe even abrogation. Everything's up for grabs. There's a new president. Okay, let's reevaluate some things that he or she is established. Oh, there's a new prime minister. There's a new king. Let's get rid of the old laws. We'll get a new laws. That is, of course, not true when it comes to the Torah. The Torah is everlasting. The Torah and its laws are from the beginning of time until the end of time. Torah Tisrael is Lanetzach, and there's no such thing as changing. So even when a king leaves, even when the head of a Sanhedrin leaves, even when a Beit Din, when a Nasi steps down, it doesn't matter. A Navi comes and goes. It doesn't matter, of course. The Torah is eternal. And that, says Rav Diskin, is behind the expression Morasha, Torah Tzivalanu. It is a Morasha Kilat Yaakov. It's not Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Yerusha. Because with the Yerusha, the inheritor can do whatever he or she wants with the inherited assets. You can inherit a restaurant, you can sell it, you can give it away, it doesn't matter. You can inherit money, you can give it away, you can invest it in this way or that way, any way you want. You can give anything you want away. However, with the Morasha, the inheritor is halachically bound and legally bound to hold on to that asset. Not allowed to, it has to be forever, and that is why many English translations translate this pasuk of Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov. They don't just call it a heritage, they call it an eternal heritage. You literally cannot get rid of it, so to speak. And it's very interesting that there's only two things in the entire Torah that are called Morasha. One is the Torah, our parsha, and one is in Parshat Va'era, Eretz Yisrael. Ve'heveti etchem el ha'aretz asher nasati et yadi latet ota li'Avraham li'Yitzchak li'Yaakov ve'natati ota lachem Morasha, ani Hashem. The Torah and Eretz Yisrael, these are called eternal heritage. They are ours to hold on to and make no changes to. And this, of course, is in contradistinction to all other legal frameworks and governments, as we mentioned earlier, and that sort of diskin is hinted to in the pasuk, and that is the juxtaposition of these two psukim. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. The legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu is the eternal, everlasting, unchanging Torah. And Morasha Kilat Yaakov, it is a Morasha. Next pasuk. And the next pasuk then tells us all the different kinds of governments that are not that way. Vayihi bishurun melech, a monarchy. Doesn't matter. A king comes and goes. Laws sometimes change. Behit aseif rashayam. We mentioned a council of elders, a group of people. Behit aseif rashayam. They can come and go, and the laws come and go. And the last one is yachad shivtei Yisrael, a republic. Those governments can come and go, and with them their laws. However, the Torah, unlike every other way to govern and to legislate a people, the Torah is unchanging no matter which people are in charge. May we be zocha on this Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah as we're reading V'zot HaBracha to celebrate and dance in Mirtz Hashem together, Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, this eternal Torah. Have a Chag Sameach.